Chapter 7. Day 258. Ezraville, MAB. 11:31.
Thanks,
Jagdeer shouted, and jumped down off the transport. She strode across the mud to the hut and ducked as she went in through the door. Behind her, Imperial machines thundered up off their hardstands into the smoke-stained sky. He was sitting on a fuel drum, gazing at his boots.
You all right?
She asked. He looked, saw it was her, and rose with a quick salute.
I guess, said Markwell. Tough break there. Good kill, I hear.
Then I got stung. A talon, I think. Right on my tail. I didn't see it. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Don't be. You ejected. You came down alive. That's all that matters to me.
Can I fly again? He asked.
Yes, she said. If you want to.
What does that mean?
The only available bird is 99. She's been repaired. You may not want her.
99? Markwell asked.
Yes.
Markwell laughed dryly. He couldn't decide which was worse, the fact it was Esper's old bird, or the fact it was rumoured to be badly jinxed. Then, after a moment's consideration, he realised that the worst thing of all was the prospect of not flying again.
I'll take 99, he said. Maybe my jinx and hers will cancel each other's out.
Theda MAB South, 16:10. They'd seen them from the coastal highway, and the sight had filled both of them with hope. Wings of Navy machines, in line formations, moving down over the sea towards the Thedan fields. Reinforcements flying in from mass landing centres in the northern affiliation. Jagdeer and Markwell had both got to their feet in the back of the rocking transport, pointing to the sights and talking. Thunderbolt wings turning gently towards Theda North. Two packs of Vulture gunships slimming south into the peninsula. The afternoon was clear and blue, and, despite the sooty sky behind them over Ezraville and the distant moan of raid warning sirens, they almost felt like cheering. The mood was buzzing in the base when the transport dropped them off. Eager pre-flight activity around Umbra's hardstands and dozens of carriers and freight tractors hurtling to and fro. With Markwell at her side, Jagdeer jogged across the rock creek, dodging through a slow-striding queue of Sentinel powerlifters carrying cargo pods to waiting transport lifters. Blanche and Ash were standing with some of the chief fitters.
"Welcome back, killer," Ash said to Markwell playfully. He blushed slightly.
"Good to see you in one piece, lad," said Blanche.
"What's the commotion, Mill?" Jagdeer asked.
"Deployment orders,"
Blanche replied, pulling a data slate out of his coat. She skim-read it.
"As of 1800 hours tonight, Umbra are shipping out to a forward strip in the south," Blanche said. "I think they want to make some room here for the newcomers. We'll be flying short-notice intercepts from a place called Lake Gosel."
Jagdeer looked at the location on the slate map. It was a vulnerable spot, well inside the enemy's air range, but it would allow them to mount rapid challenges to anything coming north or east out of the interior desert, tagging them long before they reach the peninsula or cities like Theda.
"Operations says that several large sections of our ground forces are now clearing the east of the Machanites on the home run," Blanche said. "I think the idea is we'll be protecting them too."
"Not just us, surely," said Markwell.
"No,"
said Jagdeer, reviewing the slate.
"The 409 are going with us, and there's a lightning wing already down there."
"Transports were already starting to ship our crews out," added Ash. "We'll be travelling light and fast."
"We'd better get started," said Jagdeer.
Markwell walked across to the hardstand and looked 99 in the eye. The fitters had done a fine job of patching her up. A slight blemish to the plating and the paintwork. Nothing really to show the pounding she'd taken.
"You're mine now," he said softly. "I'll treat you right, if you treat me the same."
Dark, fierce, the Thunderbolt made no reply.